And we'll get started. So, welcome to our Sunday spiritual service on the 8th of October 2023. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll find them maybe about 20 minutes, half an hour after the service on the Sunday service page of the website, where you click to join us this evening. And you'll find previous Sunday services recorded there as well, free to download. If you, of course, want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome, but please note any recordings that you do make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer and the blessing, then you can email Sue, who has very kindly agreed to administrate sending these out for me. And you just need to use the edwin.c.notes@gmail.com email address. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and Sue will, and just say prayer and blessing from Sunday service, and Sue will shoot those back to you as a PDF. If you have any questions that arise either from tonight's channeling or an experience that you have in the meditation, or maybe as a result of a message that you might receive a little bit later on, then what we're encouraging you to do now is to use the online form. So if you go to the website, click on the library tab, it says questions for Edwin, and you can send me up to 5 questions. The online form limits the amount of words that you can use in each question box. This is simply because I've been getting a lot of emails lately. I've been getting around somewhere between 20 and 30 emails a day. So it's taking me a good hour every morning to get through the emails. And some people, I don't know, maybe because they're touch typers, but they send me reams and reams and reams when they send me an email, and it takes me ages to work my way through it and extract all the questions. So Andrew created the online form to get people to concentrate and consolidate their thoughts into these little limited spaces so that I'm not being presented with these huge emails that I've got to decipher. You will also find under that library tab, the online survey that I mentioned just a moment ago to some of you. We're trying to do a little customer research in order to better tailor make our workshops and lectures for next year. It's completely anonymous, so if you can find a moment to fill it in, we would be much obliged. It won't take longer than 5 minutes, maybe less than that, 2-3 minutes, but it would be much appreciated. So the only thing you need for this evening is a pen and pad, just in case you get a message. And if you do get a message, I will probably need you to prompt me about it, because I probably won't remember what I said to you. But if you say you mentioned something about a dragon, that'll be enough to kind of kick my brain back into working. But you will need to give me a little bit of a clue as to the nature of the message if you want me to give you a little bit more detail about it afterwards. We won't have any question and answer moments this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. And the service will last an hour and there won't be any kind of break. So you're all muted at the moment, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. And this just cuts out any background noise and prevents any distractions from occurring. This is how the majority of this evening's session will be. So we're going to start with an opening prayer. This is a response prayer. So when we get to the part of the prayer where I say, "Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer," I'll say that twice, and on the second time, if you want to join in wherever you are, it just helps you participate and join your energy to the intent of the prayer. Of course, nobody can hear you, so you know, participate or not as you will, because you'll all be on mute anyway, but it just helps you kind of throw in your energy. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable, take a few deep breaths, get settled in. I'm just going to find a little bit of music to play underneath the prayer. Lovely volume. There we go. There we go. So close your eyes. Take a few breaths. And we'll begin. In peace, let us pray to the divine. We pray for the leaders of the nations of the world, that you will guide them in the ways of empathy, compassion, love, freedom, justice and truth. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who bear arms on behalf of the nations of the world, that they too may have empathy and love, discipline and discernment, courage and compassion. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who wish others harm, that you will turn the hearts of all to kindness and friendship. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the wounded and the captive, the grieving, the homeless, the displaced, that in all their trials they may know your love and support. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine Source, Mother and Father, Goddess and God, hear our prayers for all who strive for peace and all who fight for justice. Help us, who today remember the cost of war, to work for a better tomorrow. And as we commend to you lives lost in terror and conflict, bring us all in the end to the peace of your presence. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Through your light and your love, let then this be so. So mote it be. Amen. So if you'd like to keep your eyes closed, please, we'll go straight into this evening's meditation, which will be a Peace to the Earth meditation. Focus then, please, on the sound of my voice and the music. Breathe in and breathe out, calm and relaxed and at peace. Hold your intention on thoughts of peace, whatever that might mean to you, and try to conjure peace in your head and heart, and allow it through your breath to flow out around you, into your body, into your home, into your town and city, into the world. Imagine it like a brilliant shining light, a field of delicate pale blue luminescence, an energy wave. Feel it as it flows out through your veins, into your meridians and your chakras, saturating you and radiating out through your aura into the ether, into the world around you. See it being sent further and further out into your room, out into your home, out into your town and city, connecting, with those other fields of light that radiate from all those here, beaming peace from their parts of the world. These fields of light connecting, strengthening each other, magnifying and amplifying the one intent of peace, until this great patchwork field of light weaves itself out, surrounding our entire world with its blanket light, holding the earth in peace. 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 Now focus on these words that I speak and strengthen them with your intent. Through the element of air, we send peace. Through our thoughts and through our words, we send peace. Through the breezes blowing throughout the world, we send peace. Through winds and storms and hurricanes, peace, peace, peace. Through the element of fire, we send peace. Through the daring of our spirit, we send peace. Through candle flames that flicker in the darkness, we send peace. Through hearth fires that warm the cold, peace. 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 Through the element of water, we send peace. Through the power of our heart and will, we send peace. Through streams and rivers that flow, we send peace. Through oceans and seas, we send peace. Through the rain that falls on foreign lands, peace, peace, peace. Through the element of earth, we send peace. Through the silence of our bodies and the body of the planet, we send peace. Through hills, mountains, and fields, we send peace. Through flowers that bloom, we send peace. Through trees that burst into leaf, peace, peace, peace. Through the element of spirit, we send peace. From the power of our soul and the divine soul, we send peace. Through every soul that lives and endures, we send peace. Through every soul that shines and survives, peace, peace, peace. We send peace. We send peace. We send peace into the world. Peace. 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 Let the power and light of peace flow out through you, from you, through the elements conjured and called out into the world for the planet and all those that live upon it. And in a moment, in a while, my voice will return to guide you back. Now give thanks to the elements. Give thanks to the divine and acknowledge too the part that you have played in allowing those powers to flow through you. I want you to take several deep breaths, allowing the last vestiges of light to flow out and pervade into the world and help re-establishing order. Take a moment to ground yourself, returning yourself to the here and now, to your body, feeling the ground or the chair beneath you, breathing down through your legs and feet, roots of energy deep and wide into the earth, allowing yourself to blur back into your body, wiggling your fingers and toes, protecting yourself in your usual way if you feel the need to do so. And when you're ready, in your own time, opening your eyes. Now, whilst you're coming back, I don't usually go into too much detail about what I see and sense in meditations, because sometimes I think, well, you know, I always wonder about people sat at home thinking, oh, what do we care what you've seen, Courtney? It's not important. It's important what we feel and see. But sometimes I think sharing it can offer a little bit of validity in case other people have sensed or seen the same thing. So I felt quite cool, and I felt these beautiful waves of light, like planes of energy unfolding through me, like a kind of eternal conveyor belt of energy moving through me and out into the world. But I was very, very aware of everybody else connected, holding the same intent, channeling the same power. I think it's very powerful when people of like mind get together and focus their intent in a similar or like way. We are all very powerful as individuals, but when we link together, that power becomes magnified to the X degree. And I was really very conscious of that tonight, and conscious of this great kind of river of energy that we were sending out into the world. And very much towards the end, seeing that kind of wrapping the world in this beautiful kind of weave of light. So it was very strong for me this evening. I'm hoping it was very strong for you too. And just to remind you again that that meditation, which has been recorded tonight and which you will be able to listen back to tonight's version if you want to by downloading tonight's Sunday service, it's also available, that meditation, as a free download, the World Healing and Peace Meditations. It's part of that. They're available on our website under the Channeling and Meditations tab. This one that we've just done, but also we have done a couple of other free earth healing meditations too, free to download. Very happy for you to share them and to pass them on and to use them in your own groups and what have you, just so long as you mention where they've come from. And I think, you know, obviously at the moment, the world needs as much healing as it can possibly get. So the more we can do this ourselves, the more we can encourage other people to do it, and the more we can coordinate and do it with other people at the same time, all for the greater good. So we're going to hear from Spirit now, a little channeling to see what they might have to say. I'm not quite sure who it's going to be, whether it'll be Saint Germain or the Spirit of the Merlin or somebody completely different, but we'll just hand over to Spirit and see what they've got to say. These have been difficult times of late, since before the pandemic, but particularly because of it, because of the trauma that it induced, because of the way in which it tested our spirits and exhausted our reservoirs of endurance and strength. And then after this, the Ukraine war, cost of living crisis that was partly induced because of it, all things which have placed extra stress and trauma upon an already stressed and traumatized world. And then the events that have unfolded within the last 2 days, and all the potential horrors that they might bring. During such times, it's easy to begin to question those things that you have been taught by Spirit, those things that you have chosen to believe, that the world might be healed, that it might be saved, that it might become something different, something purer and more beautiful, that we might still be working towards an ascension of mind and heart and body and spirit, a transmutation of the world in which we live. sometimes these horror stories chip away at our confidence and our belief and make it difficult for us to continue doing what we know we need to be doing now more than ever before. Sending healing to the world and its people, sending peace and light, and holding the intention of the possibility of transformation. But these things were foretold in the ancient day and in the more modern day too, by channels, by prophets, by spiritual leaders and teachers. Trying times that would come, natural disasters followed by warring nations, trials and challenges and tests. We were warned, and some of us chose to hear and remember the warnings well, and some of us chose instead to focus beyond them, on the positive potential outcomes that might be achieved through holding the intent of harmony and peace, and how such dire prophecies might be circumvented, and indeed, some of them have. But some of these things were always going to be inevitable. They are, in their own way, meant to be. They are the enactment of racial and ancestral karma, the karma of land and the karma of the people who reincarnate again and again and again into that land. They are cause and effect. They are tensions, mental and emotional and psychical and spiritual, that have boiled and roiled for centuries, that now must find release if they are to be cleared. And some of them are opportunities. They are treasures disguised as tragedy. Opportunities for mankind to see a better way, to recognize the need to change their approach to politics and religion, to science and spirituality, to healing, compassion, love, and forgiveness. If the world is to be changed, mankind must change first. And some of these situations will force upon man a change that will go in many ways against their will, but which will in time enable them to become better people. So although mankind still has the power to inspire peace, to bring healing, to open minds and hearts. In some cases, where the ball has already begun to roll, all that the light workers of the world will be able to do is mitigate some of the negative side effects of those things that have already been set in motion. To bring light to the displaced, to the homeless, to those caught in the crossfires of war, to bring peace, to bring healing, to bring light. You will never know that this is what you have done. You will never meet these people. You will never journey to these places. You will never hear their stories, the miracles that they have experienced, in part as a result of the light that you have sent. You will never know of the wonders that you have set in motion, of how much you have made it better. You will never know what it might have been like if you did not place your heart and your thoughts into the healing of the land. So, you must continue blindly, in hope, in trust, and in faith, and you must try not to waver. And when you do find that your resolve falters, when you begin to lean into that small voice that whispers in your ear and says, "What is the point? This does nothing. Prayer is meaningless. There is no hope." You must reach to the light yourself, to your guides and your angels, to God and the goddess, to the great spirit in the universe, that it might steady you and renew your focus and your intent. Reach out to the divine and let it take your hand, so that in turn you might reach your hand out to others and steady them. Let us one by one create a chain that will link the world to the source and hold it steady during these turbulent times of transformation. You are powerful and you are great, but together you are greater still. When you are of like mind and like heart, there is not anything that cannot be changed. Everything can be achieved. Possibilities and miracles made and manifested here on earth. So be conscious when you send your healing that you do so as part of an army of light, a legion of love, like minds and hearts and souls, who in their own time and in their own way will send their peace out into the world. Add then to their heft your own power and trust in its might, in its grace and its beauty and its strength. Find time, a little time, once a week, twice, maybe three, every day if you can afford it. Light a candle, think of peace, send it to the world, contribute to hope. Every thought matters. Your world is in need, and you are part of its solution. In love, then, take our words, our intent and our truth. I am Serapis Bey, and on behalf of the Masters, I speak these words. Receive them, then, in love. So mote it be. Okay, so folks, in a moment we're going to move into the messages section of the evening, but before we do, just a few notices to give you. Our next Sunday service will be on the 22nd of October, but once again I'll try and remember to put that out on Facebook, and I'll try and remember to get Andrew to give people a nudge when he sends out the next mailing list as well. I think now he's got into the habit of putting all of the events on the bottom of the email, so you should always be able to find reference to what's up and coming there. My Kuan Yin four-week course starts on the 15th of October. Tomorrow is the closing date for application. So anybody who might still be interested in joining us for that, details are online, and tomorrow is the last day to apply. 17th of October is our channeled evening at Merlin Speaks on prophecy, divination and seership. That's just an hour long channeling from the spirit of the Merlin, and then a guided meditation. And there's also a trance channel Q&A opportunity too. 29th of October is our Zoom workshop, which is the Labyrinth workshop, exploring the different powers and principles of the labyrinth, from using it as a contemplative device to draw closer to the divine, to using the labyrinth for protection and the turning back of curses and ill will, to using the labyrinth for balancing energy, our own and others. And once again, third time's lucky, don't forget the online survey that I've mentioned now twice. If you find a moment, it would be much obliged if you could fill that in for us. So let me switch off the recording.